I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 931, The Risk of Love. I once saw a picture of Jesus on the cross. The caption read, "God loved you this much, he stretched out his arms and died." When you open your arms to receive someone in love, you risk getting stabbed in the heart. Because to love is to risk. Risk getting hurt, risk rejection, risk being misunderstood, risk being taken advantage of, and so much more. The risk is inherent in the act of love itself, and it can't be avoided. Sometimes we don't love, or at least we don't let the other person know we love, because of the risk of love. Let's talk about it today. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus told us to love. Risk loving God and others. Over in Idaho, a few weeks ago, it was HOCO time. In case you don't know what HOCO is, HOCO is short for homecoming. The boys ask the girls to come with them to the big event. But nobody wants to risk rejection. So as the boys were lining up to ask my granddaughter to the shindig, they would coyly say in words or text or phone, "Hey, if I ask you to HOCO, what would you say?" Clever, huh? It reminds me of the old country song by George Strait, "Check Yes or No." Part of the lyrics say, "Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand if you want to. I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no." The risk of love. You know, God took the ultimate risk of love, and the response was a mixed bag. John put it this way in his gospel, "The Word was in the world, but no one knew him, though God had made the world with his word. He came into his own world, but his own nation did not welcome him. Yet some people accepted him and put their faith in him, so he gave them the right to be the children of God." Amy Bloom wrote, "Telling people to take a chance on love is like telling them to get wet when they shower. There is no other way." Or hear this from Ronnie Osorio. "It's okay to be afraid of feeling vulnerable in another person's hands. But if it weren't that way, then it wouldn't be worth it." We wouldn't learn those valuable lessons after we experience our first kiss or having a first breakup. All those rejections and all those dinners under the moon would all be easily forgotten if it weren't for the choice we took to risk it all for love. Podcast family, to love is to risk. There is no other way. But it's okay because God led the way. Jesus shows us how to love even when so many will not love back in return, but may in fact harm you. Think of the risk the Good Samaritan took to love the person in need on the road while many others were walking away from him. Lots of bad things could have happened, but he went ahead, took the risk, and loved anyway. God asks us to T2G, to love like that too, to risk rejection knowing that we can do it because we are already completely safe in the love of God and nothing can take us away from him. Here's the key. Loving like this is rooted in our identity. The great question is, when have you last taken the risk to love, not knowing if it will lead to the pain of rejection or the joy of communion? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Loving God, please break down every wall that keeps me from being vulnerable so I can love you and others with spirit-empowered courage, compassion, and consistency. In the name of Jesus, who risked it all for us, we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 932. And in the meantime, C.S. Lewis makes a powerful observation about love requiring vulnerability. He states, "There is no safe investment when a person risks loving." He suggests that loving anything will lead to your heart being wrung and possibly broken. In the end, though, some of those boys in Idaho who were nervous about asking a girl to be his date for HOCO, they got rejected. But others got a yes box checked, and they got to go to the big dance with someone they cared about. I love the words of Peter McWilliams. It is a risk to love. What if it doesn't work? Ah, but what if it does? Jesus would tell you it's totally worth it to take the risk of love. Why not risk some love today?